This is Small Business Secrets with Susan Sullivan.
Hello and welcome to Small Business Secrets with Susan Sullivan. I'm Susan Sullivan. Thanks for joining us today. This is the program where wildly successful entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and industry experts share their secrets of how they did it so that you can start and grow and build your businesses successfully. It's really all about helping you succeed in your business ventures. Now, you can listen to us on iTunes or on my website, SusanSolovic.com. And be sure to follow me on Twitter, at Susan Sullivan, and join my fan page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/Susan Sullivan. Now let's get started with today's podcast program. My guest today is one of those wildly successful entrepreneurs. Julia Rhodes is the president of Clean Slate Concepts, a successful international product development company she founded in 2001. In fact, I met her just shortly after that. Julia invented, patented, manufactured, marketed, and distributed her very first product, the Clean Slate Attachable Eraser for dry erase markers. And then she single-handedly, and we would all die for this, she single-handedly landed contracts with both Office Depot and Staples and understands what it takes to do business with the big boys. In just the past 8 years, she's built a thriving company with a growing line of award-winning dry erase products and services, and she is soon going to be a new author. Welcome to the program, Julia.
Thank you, Susan, for having me.
Well, first of all, I just want you to share a little bit about your story and how you started your business, because it is so interesting. So how'd you get started?
Well, I was a teacher for 14 years, middle school, and I was really looking for tools in my classroom to have for quick assessment, and there wasn't anything out there, so I went about inventing it.
That's really something. You know, I think so many products today are just invented by people who see a need and there's a necessity, but it's not an easy thing to get that idea from your mind out into the marketplace. So what did you do next?
So basically, again, I was a teacher. I took my refinanced my house and took my retirement out and really leapt into this void, unknown entrepreneurial world, and I had to be very creative and resourceful. I made dry erase clothing, so when I would go show up at the trade show booth, I became the trade show booth, a walking trade show booth, and I could write an erase on myself, and people remembered me. So I learned early on, you know, you've got to get in the minds of your customer, and they've got to remember you because they're bombarded every day by things.
That was one of the most clever marketing strategies I think I've ever seen. I remember you doing that.
Yeah, it got me on the Jay Leno show. Yeah. I just wrote, "Pick me, Jay," on my outfit, and they did.
That was great.
That was kind of exciting. But
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, what point in time, because I know, you know, you were bootstrapping and being innovative and creative to get your name out there like we all do. What point in time, Julia, did you reach that aha moment that says, you know what, I've made it?
Well, you know, I think I knew I was going to make it when people would reach into their pockets and pull out that dollar. And they said, "We want one," just with that idea. Everybody I met said, "I want one, I want one." And I said, I've got an idea here, and it's a good one. And it was a $1.8 billion marker business, and not one marker had an eraser. And I thought, now I'm going after that. And then I went into some other industries, and we were very successful. I think at the moment when our cash flow was paying for the products, that's when I knew I had made it.
That's a great point to reach in any small business. Mm-hmm. Did you have any problems, Julia? Because I know it's just like, wow, why didn't I think of that kind of a product? Did you have any problems of copycats or competitors trying to sneak in there and get the market before you did?
Well, that's a great question, Susan, because all great ideas are copied. You know, that is the essence of a great idea. Everybody wants a part of that. And, of course, I had large corporations that did ask me to work with them on the idea and then copied it around my back. And I just really had to make a decision. Am I going to spend my time, you know, and $1 million going to battle with them? Or am I going to look at my product? I really looked at what I had, and it was a quality product. It was better than what they had copied. And I knew that we would outlast them, even though they're still around today. That product, their marker with eraser, is no longer around. They took it off their market this year. So that was very exciting for me. I just held out.
That's good for you, because I tell you, a lot of people would have just been fearful of that and said, oh my gosh, I can't compete. But you hung in there. I mean, that's great determination.
Right. And I think really from that, the other lesson I learned was be ahead of the game, about 6 months ahead of your competitor, and come out with new products. You know your customer, listen to that customer, and answer their pain. And that's that invention. And so our next product, the handheld clean slate dry erase paddle, that was like, let's put the paddle back in school. And like, yes, that's a great idea. I was like, but for education.
Right. So, you know, you were a teacher, though, so this had to be a huge transition for you to go from being a teacher to an entrepreneur. Did you have a team of people who helped you and supported you along the way, or how did you make that transition?
Well, I think every good company that makes it has a team behind them, because it's not about one person making it. It's the people that contribute all along the way. And I started with a local economic development company. It was free. They were great minds. And then they had SCORE mentors. And I sought out people there that would help me get started and understand what the business world was all about, because I was leaving acronyms from PTA and going to EDI, you know, and ROI.
Right. A little bit of culture shock there.
Yes. So, and then, of course, I built, you know, I had a very supportive family, and I think that's really important. You know, when you're changing careers, you have to have people that say, hey, we believe in you. So, you know, whatever it is that you need, we're here for you.
But I think it was so smart of you to reach out to find those resources. Like you said, the Economic Development Council, SCORE, those resources. You really have to say, you know what, I don't have all the answers, and I'm gonna ask and find out what I need to do.
That's right. And too often today, people don't ask. Just reach. It doesn't really hurt. You can only get a no. Which really means not right now.
Right.
Maybe later.
Just a little obstacle in the road there.
Exactly. And then you just, you know, you just pick it up and you get your answers and you go to the next step and you keep asking and you're learning and you keep thanking people along the way. That's what I found was critical, was just to show up, participate, and give back. Those three things have really been key elements for me.
So what's next with your business, Julia?
Oh, very exciting. I've got three new products along the same line that are coming out this year. And I've got prototypes on the way, and we're looking at expansion, a more global market. We have our patents, international patents, as well as local patents. And we're just going to have a book coming out.
I was going to say, we got to talk about the book.
Yeah, it's going to be at the WeBank conference.
Great. And WeBank, just so if you don't know, it's Women's Business Enterprise National Council. So go ahead.
And that we'll be launching the book there. So I hope to see you there, Susan.
Well, that's great. And I'm very proud to have endorsed your book. So I'm looking forward to getting a copy of it and reading it. But it's called The Wright Sisters Women Inventors Tell Their Stories. Tell our audience a little bit about what they can get out of this book.
Well, the book really is about women inventors in the 21st century. When I went out there as an inventor looking for women role models and mentors that were in that field, there really weren't any. I couldn't find any that were accessible. And so I thought, well, we really need to know more about these women inventors and who they are and what they're doing today. And so really the book is, you know, there's an inventor inside each of us. You know, a problem arises and we want to solve it. And then these are about 10 women and how they solved their problem and their inventions, you know, where they came, who they were, their families, and how they came about inventing that aha moment. And ultimately each one, which is what I love about just women in general, is they give back. You know, it reminds me I remember reading about your mom. You know, she said, and you can be anything you want to, you know, you be in this world as long as you're willing to work hard and achieve it. You know?
That's right.
And don't be afraid of the hard work. And these women were about that, you know, and to help others. That was such a critical point. You know, you'll find some wonderful philanthropic women in this book.
That's,
I think it's just a quality of women in general. They really are out there for, they do what they do to make the world a better place.
And finding mentors when you're getting started is so important. And I know when you were starting, and in your case, you had a hard time because there weren't any women out there doing it, but now there are. So, you know, don't be afraid to ask successful women to help you, because I think most women are just more than happy if they can to help other women.
Exactly, exactly. And that's, and now I'm one of those women giving back.
That's great.
So that's part of this, you know, this journey.
And we appreciate it so much, Julia. And just what is your biggest piece of advice for women out there who do have this idea for this great product in their mind? What's your biggest piece of advice you could share with them?
Well, do your homework. That's from an old teacher.
Right.
But really, do your homework. Do your homework on the competition. Do your homework on what it really costs to have this made. And who is your customer?
Right.
Understand that customer. And then if it's a go, you know, anyone has access to ideas.
Right.
You know, and our hope is that in this book is you'll be inspired to bring your ideas out and play with them.
That's great. Wonderful. And I know you mentioned the book will be at WeBank. Where else can people find the book?
You can find it online at cleanslate.com. That's like Kleenex, KLEENSLATE.com.
Great.
And I think we have pre-order forms there. And we should be setting up another website soon here, starting another company.
Oh, boy. You're busy. But you know what? That's that on entrepreneurial nature. We always have a million balls in the fire, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we
great.
Do.
Well, Julia, thank you so much for joining me. It was fun hearing your inspirational story and hearing about the book. And I just wish you much continued success, and so proud that you were willing to take some time and share all of that with us today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Susan. And thank you for what you're doing too for women in business. You were one of my inspirations when I started, and I just appreciate it.
Well, my pleasure, and thanks to our audience for listening today and joining us, and be sure to tune in for another podcast of Small Business Secrets with Susan Solovic. Remember, you can follow us on iTunes or on my website, susansolovic.com. Good luck, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Small Business Secrets with Susan Solovic. To learn more or to subscribe to this podcast, visit SusanSolovic.com.